Good morning, everybody. My name is Howard Chapman. I'll be chairing the Public Services Committee. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes from the April 3rd. Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Next item is public comments. Is there anyone here to make public comments during Public Services Committee meeting? Seeing none, we'll move on to item number four, which is Public Services Department project updates. Mr. Weitz.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, committee. What I wanted to do this month was just give you an overview of an update on some of the different public services projects that are going on right now. The topics we'll cover are the Royal Avenue Drainage project, the Public Services Operations Center, the Alhambra Hall renovation project, and then Highway 17 medians, which was what we call our landscape replacement program. Royal Avenue, this is a map of the area that was under construction, the Royal Avenue basin. The good news is it's all green, which means all the pipes are in the ground and the structures are in place, and everything's going pretty smoothly there. Overall, the construction started in October of 2021. It was originally expected to be a 1 year project. We're 9 months past when we expected to finish, and all that is based off of supply chain issues and getting the right sized pipe and everything. It took longer with COVID. In general, the project cost a little over $11 million. We installed 13,924 linear feet of pipe, which is 2.7 miles of pipe. We installed 193 drainage structures, and right now we're doing our inspections, and the contractors are working on the punch list, and we hope to be done with the entire project by the end of June.
That's great. Any questions of Mr. Weiss on that project? That's a big project for the town.
Yes, sir. And all things considered, it went relatively smooth. And since it took longer, residents were inconvenienced, but we're already getting comments that the area drains a lot better than it ever did.
Right. Andy, one thing I was just going to ask you about the ball fields. I know we use that one ball field to store a lot of that. Have they finished that yet? Or
they're going to do some initial remediation, but I believe that's going to be used as part of the Edwards Park Basin as a lay down yard as well. So it won't come back to full usage or anything until after that project's done, to the best of my knowledge.
Okay.
Okay, move on to the next project.
Yes, sir. It's just some pictures of the project and the pipe and all, and then the outfall. The bottom right picture is the outfall that was renovated and all. Next one is the Public Services Operations Center. This project started in October of 2022, and it's been moving pretty smoothly, especially on the south side. All the stormwater infrastructure and utility installations been completed on the south side. That's the transfer yard and the fleet maintenance building side. And we started vertical construction there on the fleet maintenance center building, and we poured the foundation for the transfer yard. So that's gone very smoothly. The piles have been driven on the administrative side of the building administrative side of the site. However, as we started in installing the utilities and everything, we ran into concerns with the garbage that was there. As most of you know, that site is an old dump from the 60s and 70s. And we found a larger amount of debris or trash than we expected during construction. So what we've done is basically come to a halt on the north side to make sure that we're doing everything right. We've contracted an engineering firm to do some water samples, groundwater samples, soil samples for gas, and soil samples for the trash to make sure that it's going to be handled appropriately as the utilities go in and everything. And that's going to probably put us behind by 2 or 3 months. I think we expect another 2 months for the testing and the results to come back. So that will delay construction on that side. But I think it will ensure that we have a safe environment for both the construction folks constructing the facility as well as our folks once we occupy it. And it will make sure that any environmental concerns are addressed the right way. This slide shows pictures. The top left picture is the fleet maintenance building. The bottom left picture is the foundation for the transfer yard. And then the picture on the right-hand side is an overall view of the south side of the project.
Any questions? I have a question about the transfer site. It looks like there's a lot of work already been done. Do we have an approximate date when we think that's going to be finished?
I don't yet, sir. They were still working. I mean, the overall project's supposed to take 2 years with the transfer yard being the priority for completion, but I haven't seen an updated schedule. I know that they, on that side, they're on schedule or ahead of schedule at this point.
Okay. Thank you.
The Alhambra Hall renovation project we've started. This slide shows an overall view of the site, which we're trying to take all things into consideration between the actual hall itself, the picnic area, the playground area, the restrooms, the grand lawn, and then as well as the marsh views and everything. So with this, the building was built in 1937, and there's been limited renovation projects since then. In 2021, we conducted a facilities assessment of all town facilities, and it identified $321,000 worth of either things that needed to be fixed at Alhambra Hall or additional more destructive testing that needed to be done to then determine what needed to be fixed at the facility. Our renovations are designed to ensure that it's safe and functional, you know, for the years moving forward, and to increase the energy efficiency of the building. It's part of the capital improvement plan for FY24 and 25. There'll be funding, it's already funded for 24, and there'll be increased or additional funding requested in the FY25 budget. In order to make this happen, we're going to have to shut the facility down for a year. We can't start until July 1st of 2024 because it was booked out that far already. So in the attempt will be to improve the building and the surrounding grounds. Project goals, as you can see on the slide, is to address the maintenance items, improve accessibility, provide connectivity between the different portions of the site, enhance the experience of the users, and highlight and protect the natural elements. The status, the McCormick Taylor is the engineering firm we're using, and they've started doing the testing and the design. Destructive testing was completed in April, and what it did for us, it determined that there was damaged or deteriorated or missing wood members within the project or within the building. There was loose hardware, corrosion of metal materials that were used in the construction at the time, lack of hurricane ties, there was evidence of water intrusion, and it was determined that there was no vapor barrier to prevent any air or moisture from getting into the building. But it did confirm the presence of insulation in the ceiling, so that was a plus. We did hold a public meeting on April 24th out at Alhambra Hall, which really wasn't attended very much. There was only a handful of attendees, which we were a little surprised about, but we have gotten a lot of input from our online surveys, which as of a week or two ago, we had over 110 responses for that. Where we had asked some examples of the questions there on the bottom of the slide. You know, what do you like about the grounds or playground? What do you not like about the grounds or playground? And what changes would you make? We've also met with some people in the community about making the playground more accessible to children and everything. And we've talked to equipment vendors in that to kind of try to come up with a plan for what we could put there. This slide shows a overview of kind of the, it's a word picture, which is how they display some of the data on the online survey. And you can see about, honestly, the things that people don't like about Al Hinburg Hall. Dogs jumps out quite a bit. So we'll see where that goes. And, you know, we'll take all the input and we'll work with the designers to develop some concepts that we'll then present to the public and at committee in the future. That's all I have for Alhambra Hall, if there's any questions.
Any questions?
Sir?
When you're looking at the equipment for the playground, are we talking to groups, like another, right now the town, where autism-friendly towns
yes,
will do the training? Obviously, yeah. I'm very much involved with Special Olympics. Are we considering that as well for playground equipment, for special needs, sensory?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And those are some of the groups we've talked to.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir. Any other questions? Seeing none, move on to Highway 17.
All right. The town several years ago established what we call within public service department like a landscape replacement program. And that was to deal with landscaping that was just kind of old, run down, or tired, you know, where plants had just kind of outlived their life, or they had been run over in a traffic accident or whatever. And we've started at different areas around town, both along the right of way and at some town facilities, in order just to bring them back up to speed and refresh them. As you know, Highway 17 is a state road, but the town is responsible for the maintaining the planted medians and everything. So this covers from the base of the Ravenel Bridge all the way out to Darrell Creek. And what we did was we contracted with Davis and Floyd to help us come up with a plan to tackle this issue and to go median by median to determine what we could do. They identified dead and diseased plants, where there were poor growing conditions, hazardous overgrowth, visibility limitations, or areas that took excessive maintenance. Because what we found is, you know, with the landscape contractor, there's some very dangerous areas to be working out there on Highway 17 with the increased traffic and everything. So what the Davis and Floyd did over the course of the year, they developed, they went out and surveyed everything and then developed a plan for us moving forward. The plan will generally remove dead or diseased vegetation or vegetation that's just kind of outlived its life cycle. But with the intent of keeping all the trees, unless if they happen to be diseased or damaged. We're currently working to prioritize the medians for rehabilitation, and some of the considerations is, you know, the overhanging of vegetation into the highway, sightline concerns, and then accessibility issues or safety concerns for the maintenance teams. Our goal was just to make it more sustainable and easier to maintain. When we execute the project, it will be done in phases because it's not going to be cheap to replace the landscaping. So what we've requested in the budget is, you know, like how much can we get for a certain amount of money, and we'll go median by median, and it'll take several years to complete, but we think it's well worth doing. Other things to consider as we bid out this will be the fact that some of it will have to be night work. There will be lane closures involved and all that, and DOT permitting in order to keep it safe. This is an example of kind of what one of the areas looks like now. This is going over over the bridge, and this is what the intent is of what it will look like in the future. Another example of a median, and then this is what we plan on it looking like. And the study we had done, basically, we have a sheet like this for every median up all along the highway from the Ravenel Bridge up to Darrell Creek, and it shows where the trees are, you know, what, if any, landscaping would need to be removed, and then what would go in at each location. So we've got a pretty good plan that we can then work with contractors to get it, to figure out what it'll cost us to do each median and move forward with the project. Mm-hmm. And this money will kick in July as part of the FY24 budget. So we plan on starting the project, you know, this summer. That concludes my presentation. If there's no questions.
any questions, Mr. Weiss, regarding Highway 17 parts? I know one thing, I wouldn't want to be out there doing any work in those meetings. And I've seen people out there, they are taking their life in their hand. It is a very dangerous work.
Yes, sir. We think we can make it look a lot better and be a much safer environment.
Good.
Both for the people that have to maintain it, but as well as residents, because you get a sight line, issues as vegetation gets too big and, it can impair driving. So we think it's a project well worth doing.
Great. Any other questions from the committee? Next item on the agenda is to adjourn, and you are adjourned.
Thank you.